Our guest in the cafe this morning is our wellness commentator, Dr. Velvet Womack. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Velvet, well, good to have you. And Velvet, of course, is the proprietor of Balanced Nutrition in Rockwall. And we're going to talk about gardening today. I wouldn't have thought of that in connection with wellness and so on, but you provided me with a really nice article that kind of puts all the pieces together. And you garden yourself.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's a great form of good nutrition, because we've talked about that before, and great exercise.
Yeah. Exercise is part of what we're going to be talking about. What do you grow?
Oh, everything. You name it, we've got it.
Vegetables, but you also grow flowers?
Yeah, we do flowers, and we have lots of fruit trees.
And so you're out there just year round, all the time,
yep.
And digging in the dirt. All right. So some of the benefits, and we're going to come back to the fact that we have a community garden here in Commerce before we're done. But some of the benefits, and we've talked a lot about stress relief and dealing with stress, and this is a big factor in gardening.
Right, exactly. And I like what the article said about the cortisol, too, because when we have a cortisol is that stress hormone. So when we have an increased risk of stress hormones in our body, we have an increased risk of a suppressed immune system, heart disease, obesity.
And the next thing, in fact, mentions heart health and stroke risk. And you mentioned exercise. I do a little bit of gardening, not like I wish I did, mostly flower bed type stuff. But there's an exercise factor.
Oh, absolutely.
There, especially in the summertime, you're certainly burning off some calories. But the exercise apparently is significant.
Yes, and it says in the article that 2.5 hours of moderate intensity exercise. And that was what our last session we were talking about, is how do we get that? We talked about being in the gym, but what a great advantage of just being outside and connecting to earth and getting that sun that we need as well. Especially when we get a little older, we need that vitamin D, because we tend to stay inside a little bit more. And the article even goes into saying that it can reduce and cut heart disease and risk of stroke by 30%.
And, you know, a lot of people just don't like the deliberate aspect of exercise. You're working your body for no apparent reason other than to work your body. But to be productive while you are working is something that a lot of people may like better.
Yeah.
And, you know, we used to, in our culture, do a lot more of this just on an everyday basis, just as part of our
your living.
Yeah.
Right.
So, and we got that kind of exercise. We don't as much anymore unless we set out to do it.
Well, I like what the article said about being on the hamster wheel when you're on the treadmill, but there's reward when you see your produce growing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Too much sitting, it refers to in this. So that's kind of what we're talking about there, too. We're talking with Dr. Velvet Womack, our wellness commentator, and right now we're talking about the benefits of gardening, hand strength and dexterity.
Yeah, now you still need to be careful when you're gardening too, because you can have the repetitive and develop carpal tunnel. So it's saying do your stretches like you normally would and change up your activity. Don't stick to one thing for a long period of time. You know, integrate it in doing different things in your garden.
Another one here, this is very interesting, about having to do with Alzheimer's. The study that daily gardening was the biggest single risk reduction to dementia.
Right. And it says it's up to 36%. So it says here, why does gardening make a difference? Well, Alzheimer's is still one of those diseases we really don't have a lot of understanding about. But I think that the benefit of connecting with life, connecting with the earth, will help to bring that mental capacity up.
It reduced the incidence of dementia by 36%.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then number five, immune regulation. This was the thing that was most interesting to me here, is that even the dirt under your fingernails may be working in your favor.
Right. And, you know, they see a lot of articles now about children playing in the dirt because it's that good bacteria, that good. And so we got to think about that too, and that digging in that bacteria there is good for our immune system.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So dirt is not really as dirty as sometimes we presume that
we tend to be too clean sometimes.
It talks about biophilia here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you mentioned that we had the program recently about the community garden.
Yes.
In Commerce, which is over here on Highway 24. You can't see it as you drive by, but it's behind the First United Methodist Church. So this good night. If you don't have a garden at home, then
Come out to the community garden and help out there. And I mean, we're always looking for volunteers out there to kind of clean the garden
out.
So if you want some exercise, come out to the community garden and do your part.
Velvet, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Dr. Velvet Womack, our wellness commentator, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.